were holding last time in at the end of Tzedakah Mishpat. So I left off with two more points. Someone asked a question that I wanted to address, and that he speaks about. And I wanted to also finish up a thought in the Maral. We saw in page 90 in the Maral, in the page over here. We explained the difference in Chesed and Rachamim. He says, the first thing is, Hashiva Shetesis Umloy Cholena Ta Hashem Levatcha BeChesed of Rachamim. So first thing, it's two terms that are used a lot in Chazal, Chesed Rachamim, Psukim Chazal, and it's important to get the working definition of the difference. This is a very class definition. Achilik Vesh BeChesed Rachamim. HaChesed Hu Atov Shemashpia LeOlam Af Shein Echecha Kol Kach LeOlam UMashpia Es Atov LeOlam VuChesed VeRachmim Kasha Tachtoinim B'Tzorot Tzichon Rachmim VeRachim Aleihem. The Hanhaga of Chesed Mishpat is as follows. Chesed is when I wake up in the morning and I say to myself, you know, I'm a selfish person, I only live for myself, I'm not a Mashpia, and so on. And I go out and I look for the toif to be mashpia. I look for things to do that are my hashpa outwards rather than just being sort of self-centered. Rachamim is, I walk by a person who is in need and is suffering and is having a hard time, and his need is ma'orer in me a desire to help. Because somebody is in need, somebody is in suffering. So Chesed is my initiative, and that's why it says, Mashal, the term for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is Olam Chesed Yibane, pure Chesed, because if there's no world, you can't have Rachmanis on something that doesn't exist. You can't say out of Rachmanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Rachmanis on who? There was nothing here. So that's an act of Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Mashpia out. Now, when we are in need, there's rachmanis, let's give an example. Chesed, I would be inclined to do only if I have a lot of money. I have a lot of money, and I want to be mashpia, so mashpia. But rachamim could be misorer, even if if let's say I don't have much money, but I see somebody suffering or hungry or whatever it is, I have misorachmanim. So Midas HaRachamim takes into account the person's need as well. The Maila of Rachamim is that the other person has some sort, it's related to the person that's getting it. It's not just me being Mashpia Chesed, I'm being Merachim on someone. And that's why the beginning of the world was Olam Chesed Yibana, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Chesed outwards. Then it says Olam Machshavta Livus Olam Bedin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the greatest chesed he can do is create a world where people will earn their way, where people will have to earn whatever it is that they get. Rosh Ayinu Miskayim, he saw the world can't. I mean, if you're going to be strict down to the last dot, without any quarter, giving any quarter, the world will collapse. Shitavim Midas HaRachmim. So in the desire to keep the world going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Rachmim, which extends the ability for a person to do tshuva and so on. So Chesed and Rachmim are both midas. Each one has its miles and its oneness. I once, sorry, what?
So why not create the world already with Rachmim?
You can't. But well, first of all, it's very important. Midas Emes means, let's take school as an example. It's important to grade a test and tell somebody what you know in this sugya is X amount. However, I would like you to do better, try a second time, learn no more, and do it again. You lose by being metashtesh, the meat, just like, and that's the simple reason why we have Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur. We're looking, if nothing means if nothing, anything, then the world is meaningless again. We want to say, no, you got a 4 in your test, but if you'll work on it a second time and concentrate on this, you'll be able to move it to an 80. And if you put in another effort, you'll move it up to 100. Or else we would never grow and go anywhere. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro Pshat, it's an amazing Pshat in the Pasuk, it says, I don't remember if it's his or he quoted it, we say in Modim, we say a very strange lashon. We say, Hatov, Kilochol Rachmer. Tov is Chesed. Rashi says that. You who are good, your rachmim never finished. And the merachim, whose chasadim never finish. So why don't you say hamerachim kilo chol rachmecha, hatoiv kilo chasam chasadecha? Why do you flip it around? And there's a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kiloy samnu rachamecha." It says, "Kiloy samnu rachamecha." The pasuk. So he said like this. He said, each of these midas has a plus and a minus in the way the mida is set up. Chesed is determined by me and what I feel like doing. So let's say I decide I'm going to give one day a week for community work. That's my need of chesed. So I do one day, and with that I finished what I wanted to do. This is the time allocated. If you need a chesed on the next day, tough luck. It's not on my agenda. Rachamim, I'm very nesorot to merachem on you, and you really need $1,000. I don't have more than $700 or $800, so I can't help you more. I'm inclined, my rachamim urges me to do $1,000, but I ran out of resources. So the difference between those two in Lashon Kodesh is tam and kola. Tam means something has finished in its entirety, like tmima. It means tam, I finished what I set out to do. Kola is I ran out. You know, I ran out of bread. There's no bread. It's not, I haven't finished feeding everybody, but I just ran out. Like kiloyom, you know, destruction. So chesed has in itself tam. Chesed finishes because I designate chatchila. I need 10 people for the game. The 11th person is not nogea. And rachamim means whatever you need is nogea, but I just run out of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so each midah has in itself limitations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loops the midahs together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them together. And therefore you say, HaToiv, because you work with midas HaChesed, Lecholu Rachamecha, the rachamim never reaches a position where it runs out, because it's coming from what your designation. And you add rachmanis, you act as a rachim, kiloisamu chasadecha, so that does not allow the chesed. It's true that I decided to do one day of chesed, but hey, it's Monday and you really need it, so I'm going to do it for you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaber to midas to give us the best of both, that we never have a kiloyon or a tamus of the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time. That's what I'm saying.
Chesed is just like a loan, right?
What do you mean?
Like, it's like, you really shouldn't be doing this, but that's, Hashem's going to be...
That's rachamim, if anything. You know, chesed is a midah, it's my midah that prompts me, mitzad, my ratzin, to do something. Rachamim means you're able to prompt me because of your need and so on. Chesed is an internal need of mine. For instance, a person wants to have a family. That's a certain feeling. It's not rachamim. There's nobody around. The family's not here. But it's my feeling that I want not to live a life centered on myself. I want to be a mashpia. Rachamim is I didn't want anything. But your need is tugging at me, and so on. That's a pshat I want certain, and it's a very important pshat. Then he says, okay. So he says this pshat. Achiluk sheish mei chesed rachmi chesed or toish mashpia loylam. Av sheirchei kacholam. Chesed is the tov that the kolos mashpia, not dictated by the needs of the world. Who chesed v'rachmi kasher tachtoinim b'tzorot tzichum rachmim. When tachtoinim b'tzorot need rachmim, merachim aleh. So he says that when a person doesn't do mishpat, he's doing something that it's making him a non-nivra, because he was created to do mishpat. Let's skip down to the next one, because the next one complements this, and then we'll go back to Tzedakah Mishpat. Next paragraph here. Ha-Mishpat b'frat hu al Hashem Yisparach. Mishpat is miyuch Hashem Yisparach, Hashem Yisparach mechuyev ha-metzias ve'in ha-afshari. Va-Mishpat shu mechuyev gam kein, shayu Mishpat v'din. Lekachu yoyseh chavir Hashem Yisparach mekol dvorim shen mechuyev ha-Mishpat. Of all the things that we spoke about this last time, bit bariches, that all the inyanim, that Mishpat is mechuyev ha-metzias. So he says something over here explaining what it means that Kashbarach is Melech HaMishpat and why Mishpat is especially important in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And let's explain this a little bit. When a person sees things, why is Mishpat so crucial? And last time we explained the word Mechuyev HaMetzias, Mukhach HaMetzias. Our sense of reality of something is how makpid, how much something is bekeda. If something could be not, it's not real. I remember, I don't know if UPS first came out, it was like when I first, like 20 years ago I came, I just remember hearing, there used to be advertisements on the radio for using UPS instead of mail. So they came out with 2 days guaranteed delivery, something like that. So the U.S. Mail came out with something also, but being it was government agency, it was something, I don't know what it was called, priority, or something like that. They weren't mischayev to any one particular date when it would come, but they'll speed it up. So the advertiser was a guy who walks in the post office and he asks them, this is primarily, when will it arrive? So they tell him probably in 2 days. So the guy says, what does it probably mean? They say, it means more than maybe and less than for sure. So then you hear the voice, 2 days, UPS, 2 days, guaranteed. And the flavor that it gives over is that, it's a shtiebel, the government, maybe something a little bit better, something a little bit worse, a little the morning, the afternoon, maybe after the holidays, come see, come sell, a little bit this, a little bit that way, and nothing. To us, we don't take it seriously. Because it's not exact, it's not real, and doesn't. You asked before about having Rachman before. If you came to a school where you asked what are the standards, and they say, we really try to be as nice as we can to you. So the only way you'll ever go to school like that is if you failed every other school, and it's all because they'll take you. Because you feel it's not serious, you feel it's not real, and so if you got an A on the test, it means as much as you got an F on the test. It's just, my F is as legitimate as your A. Who are you to say that your A is better than my F? And it's the same thing is true. When people come along and to say, when they have this nusach, who's to say you're a better Jew than he's a better Jew? I don't know who's a better Jew, but this is a chet, and if you treat it as a chet and you have to do it, then it's real. If you treat it as extra credit, then it's meaningless. So when for us to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if our sense of life and its moral sense and its values is wishy-washy, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wishy-washy. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zoch HaShem HaShabbos HaKadshek. And Zoch HaShem HaShabbos means, every person, how he feels and wishes, could do it, and so on and so forth. Then what does that mean? So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pe'ulas are not real, then he's not real. Then it's there's no real mitzias there. We magbia HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mishpat. When we are Bali Mishpat and take things very seriously, then our reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is serious, because we know the world is serious and things are real, and we treat it that way. That's what the Maral says about when we are doing Mishpat in the Tkufa, when we makav ourselves in Mishpat and do things with tremendous chumrah and so on, we're in a position to be Marich HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mishpat. That is one point. Let's go back to the point that we skipped before about Tzedek, Tzedek and Mishpat. Somebody asked last week about it, and it's a very important point. How does Tzedek and Mishpat confluence together? V'dovazeh says, V'elu shei dvarim in Hashem yisbarach. V'dovazeh, kashol oizah Mishpat ha-Tzedek. Hashed dovazeh roi la'odom la'aseis mitzad shu odom. Kim lo yaseh Mishpat ha-reitzim in ha-dovah shu mchuyiv la'aseis. V'chein ha-Tzedek hu ro'uyu. So he uses the word tzedek over here in the meaning of something which needs to be done, has to be done, it ought to be done, and so on. It's something that is very, very interesting. Everyone talks about it. When the word tzedek, Lashon Kodesh, it has two meanings. It means justice, which is mishpat, and it means charity. And it's something that's very, very, very hard to understand what in the world that means. How does it, in English, we couldn't imagine that the word justice and charity should have a common root. It's two very, very different meaning words, like what you're saying. So let's understand what does it mean. Chazal Yuzos Tzadik Me'atzmecha V'ten Loi. It says that a min eser b'akiva. What is how come if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes aniyim, why do you create them? Why do you create them aniyim? Why do you make them aniyim? Or why should I change it? And he said it's there for us to give tzedakah to. Mishpat is the world as it is. Tzedakah and tzedek is the world as it ought to be. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like, imagine, let's say a person gets a puzzle or a kit as a present to put things together. And then the person starts putting it together, and I tell him, no, you're mixing up the whole thing. The square pieces are on this box, the round pieces are on this box, the screws on this box. And I say, well, it's not meant to stay that way. We need the pieces in its place as a setup, then we need to move it on forward. Mishpat and Tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world the Mishpat so that we do Tzedakah with it. Tzedakah is what I ought to do. Tzedakah is a chiyuv. Bezdin is kofal. It's very strange. If Bezdin is kofal Tzedakah, so why don't we l'chatchila do it like communism? Why don't we do it, you know, where we tax the person l'chatchila, where we simply pull? The answer is Mishpat is a basis, and Mishpat is what it is, and Tzedakah is what I ought to do with it. I need to first thing determine. It says like someone like Seda Dal Berivay. If a poor man, a rich man comes to din, you're not allowed to favor the poor man. And by the way, it's forget about everything else. It's one of the badges of honor for Yiddishkeit that we feel that our dayanim will have an isoyan to favor a poor person. That's the together with the wealthy and the rich. Some people are inclined. Some of us have a yetzahara to help the poor person. I'm not allowed to. But then I have to. Then I'm quite that stuck. So now I say, okay. The dentera is as follows: so-and-so's money, and he gets the $1 million, he gets nothing. And then I turn to the person and say, now give him money. He needs money, give it to him. And we'll be kaifi on the tzedakah. The answer is, because we need to, in order to keep it emes, we need to separate the two. We need to say what is and what ought to be. And Bezdin has the ability to be kaifi on what ought to be. So the tzedakah we're talking about is not goodness in my heart, I need to think when I help somebody, my attitude should be, this is why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me whatever I have. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me assets to use. So mishpat determines what assets I have available to me, and tzedakah determines what I ought to do with it. So malach ayev, tzedakah, mishpat together. I once heard of pshat, and I think it is not dissimilar. It's a bit different. I heard this. I wouldn't be Maxim if I would tell you 50 years ago. And I can remember who I heard it from also. I heard it from Rav Gershon Weiss. He's the mashgiach in Staten Island Yeshiva. I was a boy in camp. I don't know. But he said pshat in this, which I really thought was very, very good. In fact, I remember it. He said, you know, the Nazis had mishpat. They said, these are rules and regulations. And Germans were phenomenal at rules and regulations. In Russia, under Stalin, they didn't just kill people. They quote-unquote tried them. They had them sign off on documents. And the truth was, if you kept to the rules and regulations, you were most of the time pretty okay. The mishpat itself, Stone, had a very, very good system of mishpat, incorruptible mishpat system. The answer is, but mishpat is a means. What's the goal of it? Stone's goal was that we build the toughest, strongest society. It's very hard to survive in a world when you're weakling. We're going to build like a real Spartan, tough society. That was the German, I don't know, ideology or whatever it is that was the same thing. You know, the world is there for the tough, the strong, and the weak are just clogging up the wheels. The weak, the sick, the helpless, the poor. So the mishpat was there to perpetuate resha. It's stuck as a goal. The mishpat is because I want people to justly enjoy that which is theirs, and everyone should have, and there shouldn't be isha sreya chaim below. That's why we have mishpat. So tzedaka is the goal. Mishpat is never more than a means. You can't ever, ever get caught up and leave things at mishpat. Let's go back to the school example. So we said before, a school that has no standard, in the sense that no one is ever aware as you're doing better, worse, okay, horrible, and so on, is worthless. But let's go the other way around. Let's say the only message is tough luck. If you failed, you failed. I'm no second chance, don't want you, don't care for you. I only care for kids that did well. There may be such an attitude. That's wrong. That's not the Torah attitude. Torah attitude is, but I want you to succeed, and let's see how we try a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. The mishpat is there to bring to tzedakah. So it needs to be through the vehicle mishpat, not through the eradication of mishpat, not through the dilution of it. But the tachlis is not to filter out the kids that aren't doing well. The tachlis is to make clear markers so that everyone can do well. And that's where you need to fuse the tzedakah and the mishpat. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'm sorry? You start with the goal and you put the means afterwards. Because people want snuffing.